Davos Globalist Demands Worldwide Coordinated System of Carbon Taxes at WEF Summit. By Kurt Zindelka on January 21, 2024. The climate change agenda can only be fully if international carbon taxes are implemented on the global population. Saudi Arabian Finance Minister Mohammed Al-Jadan proclaimed at the World Economic Forum meeting this week. During a panel discussion on the global economic outlook on Friday during the annual WEF meeting in the Swiss ski resort town of Davos, Al-Jadan argued that in order to solve the supposed climate crisis, a global carbon tax will be required. There is no realistic solution to the climate transition that does not involve a globally coordinated system of carbon taxes, the Saudi politician said. Al-Jadan rejected the notion that such a system would hit the poor and developing nations the hardest, by hindering industrial growth and spurring inflation, arguing that such countries will face even worse outcomes if climate change is not prevented by international intervention. There's a perception that it's unjust, it's unfair, it will lead to inflation. In fact, quite the contrary. If we don't do this, the countries that will suffer most ultimately are the developing countries. They're going to be the worst affected by climate change, he said. What we need is a system of carbon taxes coupled with subsidies for developing households and a stream of funding for the developing world, to allow them to engage in investments and mitigations and adaptation that allows them to keep growing. And that's a real opportunity, Al-Jadan continued. It's a fair solution and it's the only realistic solution, and we can't keep ducking it, he concluded. The notion of imposing an international tax on emissions has been gaining ground within globalist circles. For example, at the United Nations COP28 climate summit in Dubai last month, French President Emmanuel Macron and Kenyan President William Ruto called for a global carbon tax system to be implemented within the next 2 years. The two leaders said that such a system would start with targeting global financial transactions and extend to air and sea transport. The taxes raised would be directed to countries in Africa and other developing nations to mitigate the alleged impacts of climate change. It's a necessity if we want a real result because we need to raise more money to finance our fight against inequalities and for the climate, Macron said. Macron's proposal was backed by European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, who said during her COP28 address that in order to meet the goals of the globalist green agenda, more is needed. We have to move from billions to trillions. The EU president also called for the expansion of carbon pricing, a key component of the European Green Deal that levies taxes on emissions to pressure businesses to lower their so-called carbon footprint. The German politician claimed that over the past two decades, the EU has taken in €175 billion in tax on private companies to direct towards green policies. In addition to calls for an international carbon tax system, this year's WEF meeting in Davos also heard demands for the International Criminal Court to recognize ecocide as a crime and punish those allegedly guilty of damaging the environment, potentially including fishermen and farmers, alongside war criminals at The Hague. Follow Kurt Zindelka on X, follow @KurtZindelka or email to xzindelka@breitbart.com.